Addressing thousands of citizens who gathered in Al-Fashr town of North Darfur state to witness the installation of the new regional governor of Darfur, the head of Sudan's Sovereign Council, Abdul Fattah al-Burhan, said the Darfur region has suffered for far too long and it is time for people to enjoy the fruits of peace and stability. Al-Burhan says that will not happen unless traditional leaders, youth and all citizens renew their social commitment to build social cohesion among different communities.
We will never build peace if any of us is carrying our own firearms. We will never build peace if any of us is hiding guns in their house. Peace will never exist among us if we are looking at each other with unhappy faces. We will only build peace among ourselves if we all work for peace, love, brotherly spirit, and respect for all.
Addressing the same gathering, the newly appointed Darfur Regional Governor Minni Arko Minnawi vowed to work with the local leaders to address insecurity in the region. Governor Minnawi said he would also work to open trade borders with the neighboring Chad, the Central African Republic, and Libya, as well as to encourage foreign investment in Darfur.
I would like to emphasize the importance of social cohesion among different communities in Darfur, which should seek social reconciliation after decades of war. We need to cleanse our hearts from the past pains and look forward to a better future so that we can rebuild in our children a new spirit that unites all of us as one people of one country.
Speaking via phone from Kass town of South Darfur state, internally displaced person Abdulrazik Abdullah says while installing Minnawi is a positive move, much more needs to be done to address rampant insecurity in the region. Abdullah says the nearly two decades of conflict in Darfur has fostered hatred among some communities, something he says the government needs to address.
We need strong social cohesion among our communities, employment for all youth. We should avoid any discriminatory selection processes. The other thing is to return the IDPs and the refugees, and their return is connected to the clearance of their lands.
Based on the Juba peace deal, Sudan will be divided into eight regions under a federal system of governance. For VOA News, I'm Michael Atit in Khartoum.